Return to Dell. The note crushed in his hand. Leif stared at the bones. He could not take in what he was seeing. The heir to Del Torre was not safe in hiding, waiting for them. The heir had been dead all along. This Endon was a man who did not deserve to be king, Jasmine said harshly. Weak and peevish, filled with pity for himself. It is what I always feared. Leif forced himself to speak. You are cruel, Jasmine, he whispered. He had lost all he loved when he wrote this note. He was in despair. He caused his loss himself, Jasmine spat. If he had been brave enough to depend on himself for once, they would have survived, as my parents did. There is wood here. I heard the sound of a stream. There are berries and other wild foods. She shook her head angrily. But oh no, still looking for others to hold his hand and make his life easy, he could not even try to help himself or his family. And so they ended in this barren place, starving and cold, and his wife and her little one died. Her eyes were brimming with tears as she stared at the tiny, ragged bundle resting on the woman's breast. We will never know the truth of it, Leif said heavily. But one thing we do know. Without the heir to wear it, the belt cannot save Del Torre. His chest was tight, his stomach churning. Baarder is dying, he thought, dying for a cause that was lost before it began. And mother and father, how much have they suffered? All for nothing. Nothing. Father's plan to help his friend and hide the heir led only to death and misery. Who told him the lie that the belt would remain whole only while the heir lived? Was it stated in the Belt of Del Torre? Leif searched his memory. No. He was sure, positive, that the little book had never mentioned any such thing. Why had he not thought of that before? Because I simply believed what Father told me, he thought dismally, as no doubt Father believed someone else. Prandine, perhaps, or even Endon himself. He bowed his head in an agony of despair.